Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Godfather of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
918 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance, I'm being joined right now by Five Star. And Five Star is 21-2. Since the NFL playoffs started, 21-2 just on this show. I don't know what he's done on his other picks, but he has been unbelievable with us here on the show. There are guys, Five Star, that are just taking your pick and just running with them right now, and they're making money, all kinds of money. Five Star, welcome in. Two more wins this weekend. You just did it again.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing? Yeah, man, that's what it's about. It's about getting the people the picks, the plays, man, so that they can go make a sharp bet and not just give away money, man. It's about making money when you're dealing with the sports books, man.
Well, my question was, how did you lose those two games?
Hey, man.
One was a bad beat.
The best.
No.
One was a horrible beat. Nickel State. You don't remember?
That's right. No, I do remember that one. Yeah, Nickel State was a really, really bad beat. Well, I think... So one of the things I really appreciate about Five Star is that, I mean, as a handicapper, one of the things you have to do is you have to be as open-minded as possible to every single game. And I truly feel like, you know, there's a feel for, okay, if a number goes here, I'm not messing with it. And you even have to have the ability to say, if the number goes too far in one direction, I'll jump on the other side because I'm staying true to value. But what you've done is picked out sides you really like. But Final Four, there was only two games. So you had two picks on two games, but you stayed away from a side and you went with a total on the over in North Carolina, which ended up getting there in the second half of the game. What do you think about the game that's being played tonight? I mean, Kansas is a team that does play with some tempo. Both of these teams play with tempo. Villanova and Houston were kind of the outliers in terms of the Elite Eight. What do you think about tempo in tonight's game before we get to the side?
I definitely think that it's going to be a up-tempo game. That's what North Carolina likes to play. They don't let the shot clock doesn't get down with them less than 15 seconds before they're getting a shot up. That's something that you could tell Hubert Davis preaches from his NBA background. They run a lot of quick sets. And Kansas, they also do the same thing. After a made basket or after a miss, they like to push, try to get a quick post-up with McCormick and things like that. So I definitely expect this to be an up-tempo, exciting game. I'm not messing with the total on this game because it's a championship game, so I think it's going to be a little bit tighter as far as the players. They're not going to be as loose as they were the last two games, I don't think, just because it's a national championship game. When it might be a little slow start. Last game when we had the over, it was a little slow start. But I remember telling one of my guys hit me. He was like, man, I don't think we're going to make it to the 151 and a half. I said, man, if they hit 70, they're going to make it. And they got 70 exactly at the first half. And when I saw that the second half spread over and under, excuse me, was 82, 83, I was like, oh, yeah, we're good. We're going over for sure. And they did. But this game here, I didn't touch the total. But if I was leaning one way, you have to do that because of the tempo that both these teams like to play with.
So I think you're going to take Carolina plus the 4.5. Lance thinks you're taking Kansas minus the 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
Which way are you going?
You know you're on point with it, Granato. I'm going with the dog.
I got riding them all the way through.
Well, he took Kansas last time.
I mean, he's been with North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, he's been on North Carolina.
The whole way.
Absolutely, he has been.
Yeah, I've been riding North Carolina. But as you guys said, I do this all about the individual matchup. I have to feel the temperature of the room, listen to some of the media, what they're talking about, see what these other Vegas Sharks, the ones that are more popular and have a lot more people following what they're saying. And it's just way too much on Kansas right now, man. You got two of the top programs in the history of college hoops they're facing off tonight. And North Carolina's getting 5 points. Both teams coming off an impressive victory in the national semifinal games. Tar Heels defeated their rival, as you guys know, and that was an instant classic. Kansas, on the other hand, had a much easier time with Villanova, and that's what people are going to be looking at. But they're not thinking about that. What we spoke about, Justin Moore. Justin Moore was huge not being in that game, man. He affects everything that Villanova wants to do. So I think that it made Kansas look a little bit more appealing to people than they really are. A lot of people look for the letdown to be on North Carolina's side, but I feel like it's going to be on Kansas' side because they played the perfect game last game. They were 54% from the three-point line, 54% from the field. I do not anticipate Kansas shooting that well in back-to-back games. You guys remember North Carolina won a gritty game. Them and Duke, that was a battle. They didn't play their best ball, and they still were able to pull it out. Caleb Love is the key. He's been willing North Carolina all this tournament, man, and I believe that he's going to be able to will them again. As you know, they got Armando Bacot is nicked up for North Carolina. But those issues that they were having last game with Kansas, with McCormick being able to do the quick post and score pass, that's not happening against North Carolina because he's going to have to play some D. McCormick is a real frustrating player, guys. If you watch him all year, he hasn't played up to his size. Even though he had 25 last game against Villanova, he missed a lot of layups, turned the ball over on some rolls that he was wide open on. He's just not the player that you think he is because of last game. A lot of people around the country are thinking that McCormick is a big dog, and I've watched him all season. He's always played under his size, and I think tonight, Bacot, if he's half the player that he usually is, he's going to give him a lot of problems on the offensive glass. I really love what Carolina does with Leaky Black and R.J. Davis. They're really underrated wings, man. And I just feel like it's too much applause right now for Kansas. So we're going to go with North Carolina +4. I feel like they can get within that number and can win the game. They've been the hottest team in the tournament. They faced the toughest competition. They beat the defending champion in Baylor. They beat a really tough UCLA team. And I just think that this is North Carolina's year. You guys know we've been watching this basketball a long time. But some years when North Carolina has these no-name teams and they still win the championship, we've seen them do it before. And I think this is their year again.
Eight seed.
Yep.
I mean, just didn't live up to this talent, that's for sure, all season long. Well, they started to at the end. And, boy, as it carried over and they look good. Yeah, it started at 4.5. You don't. You want to buy a half a point here or no, get to 4.5?
I already did. I got it to 5. That's what I was saying. They were getting 5 points at the beginning because I did. Last night I took it at 5 when I finally made my decision and talked to some of my guys and we got it at 5 points. But it's dropping fast. It's down to 4 points, so I'm seeing offshore now. As you can see, this is the third game that we've had. The books aren't giving you a lot of lean, right? It's been 4 for both semifinal games, and now the national championship game is 4. So they're pretty much telling you, man, these teams are all evenly pretty much matched up. They were slipping on Villanova big time, though. That was one of the biggest bets that I made all year, and hopefully a lot of you guys were able to cash in with me on that because you saw I don't know what the books were thinking about not accounting for Villanova's forward being gone.
Justin Moore was a huge loss, huge loss. And Bacot being banged, so you don't think that Bacot being banged up is as big a deal?
No, because if it was as bad as you thought it was, he wouldn't have came back in the game. The game was almost over when he got hurt. They could have just left him in the back if it was that type of injury. He came right back on the court. He'd be okay. Nowadays with all the treatment and stuff that they have, the technology that these trainers are using, believe me, he'll be ready for just this one game.
Oh,
and if he's 80% of himself, which I believe he will be, you're going to see the real David McCormick. You guys saw a different David McCormick against a very undersized Villanova team, as we talked about, man. Those guys like 6'5", they list him as 6'8", but he's a Charles Barkley 6'8", the center for Villanova. He's small, so that he was able just to dominate those guys. None of that is going to happen against Bacot and Manic. Brady Manic is a baller, too.
It's a good match.
Really, but they don't even talk about him enough. You know, he's a real baller. He's a transfer from Oklahoma, big-time three-point shooter, and he can bang and get down low and block shots. North Carolina is going to show you guys tonight why they have all of this tradition, all of this talent, all of these All-Americans. They're all coming together all at the right time, man. And I believe that they're an even match with Kansas. There's no differentiation in talent between both teams. And so I got to take the points when it's a wash on talent.
That's five-star in Vegas, at five-star in Vegas, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Five-star, as always, we appreciate it. North Carolina tonight, everybody.
That is verified and bona fide.
That is. Oh, my goodness. 21 and hey, 2.
That's right.
All right.
Documented and independent, man. Let's go, guys. I appreciate you guys so much, man, and I'll talk to you guys soon. North Carolina plus 4, plus 4.5, plus 5 if you could buy the half point, guys. I appreciate it.
By the way, I didn't even mention the fact, remember I asked him about, hey, anybody, any of these player props? He said, yeah, R.J. Davis going over the total.
Well,
it went over 13.5. I'm just telling you.
R.J. Davis
looked
good.
That one got there, too.
R.J. Davis looked good.
That was almost there at the half.
All right, we're done. Hey, five-star, we appreciate it. Pat Forty joining us on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go in here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.